wondering what might happen to it from Kim Gattis. Well, here in the UK, a computer expert has said that he warned the British police about the activities of two of the London suicide bombers 2 years before they killed 52 people, including themselves. Martin Gilbertson met the men, Shehzad Tanweer and Mohammed Siddiqui Khan, through his work at a community school in the north of England, which had close links to a nearby Islamic bookshop, and he gave them technical help, but became increasingly concerned by the two men who repeatedly tried to convert him to Islam.
In 2003, I sent them some discs that had been produced by the bookshop in Beeston, which was very anti-Western, anti-Iraq, anti-everything, and very anti-Semitic. Also included in it was a list of names, which included both Tanweer and Khan.
Well, Martin Gilbertson says Mohammed Siddiqui Khan and Tanweer thought of him as a potential ally because he was a Hell's Angel. He says he never expected them, though, to mount an attack on British soil, but was worried enough to go to the police.
I wasn't the only person in Beeston concerned about them, but we actually thought they would be supporting attacks on British troops abroad. But as I had nobody to turn to, and the climate of fear within the area is unbelievable, that I actually sent them to the West Yorkshire Police Force.
Well, with me now in the studio, Charles Shoebridge, former anti-terrorist intelligence officer with the police here in London. Is this a big miss by the authorities?
Well, I think we've already established, actually, in the panoply of information that's emerged since the 7th of July attacks, that suggests that certainly Khan and certainly Tanweer were known to the security services to varying degrees. That has emerged already, but there's no question that this new information, which I think sounds credible, certainly it's the sort of information that is given to police quite regularly about the activities of Islamic extremists and others of terrorist interest, should have added to that picture. And so once again, we're talking about the intelligence game, if you like, of a jigsaw, in effect, putting together all these disparate elements of information to come up with a profile of a person and assess the risk from that person correctly. That isn't what happened in this case.
Yeah, because we've got what this man says he did, and there's new information just this week from the United States saying that the US tipped off the British authorities about Mohammed Siddiqui Khan anyway, and then there was the original sort of admission, which came quite late, from the security services here, that they were aware of him and that they'd been following him tangential to another investigation. I mean, it does all mount up, it seems, over time, that there was more and more information there.
No, that's right, and I don't think, again, that's a surprise to people who actually worked in the industry, if you like, of intelligence. It was always going to be highly improbable that somebody comes straight out as what the media was calling a clean skin and suddenly becomes a suicide bomber.
Well, the media, led on by briefings from the authorities.
I think that's absolutely right, and there was a good reason for that, I'm sure, which was, from their perspective anyway, which was, of course, if these are clean skins, how can we blame the security services for not having been on their trail? As it's turned out, as I think was predictable and predicted, this has turned out to be not the case. The level of information that was coming in about Khan, particularly if these American reports especially, which now seem to be being backed up by the actual American authorities, not just appearing in an author's book, that they tipped off the British about the specifics of Khan. And this was quite a serious plot in the United States that we were talking about, an attempt to blow up synagogues and so on. The amount of information coming in and the quality of information coming in, the fact that that has been so consistently overlooked, it would appear, by the Security Service MI5, to me suggests really only one of two options. Either A, we've got a level of incompetence that would be unusual even for the security service, but B, possibly, and this is a possibility, that this man Khan may even have been working as an informant for the security service. It's difficult otherwise to see how it can be that they've so covered his tracks in the interim.
Interesting. Thank you very much. That-